You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons podcast. Visit mashthosebuttons.com for a full podcast schedule.
Cargo secured. Extraction complete.
Intelligent system analytic computer is activated. All ISAT systems are confirmed online. Data scanned. Downloading files.
What's up, guys? You listen to episode 99 of Sirup Radio, giving you the news and other happenings in the world of the Division. The State of the Game is back for an update on the PTS and more stats with Yannick. But first, my name is Mike, and joining me as always are my hosts, Robert.
Hello.
And Luke.
Hello.
Hope you both have had an awesome week, as well as our listeners, and welcome to any new listeners to the show. Robert, come on, bundle.
Yeah, there's a good one this week. There's a sale on the Square Enix like games. So Tomb Raider, Final Fantasy, Nier Automata, that's cheap. I might actually pick that up.
Yeah. Definitely go check it out. There is a link in our show notes or description, depending on where you're watching or listening to this in your ears, which will help support us as well. So give it a click. Also, next week, boys, I mean, if this is 99, unless we're going backwards, what number are we hitting next week, Luke?
I can't count that high.
No, me neither.
Well, I'm here to inform you that we are actually hitting our 100th episode.
Wow.
100 episodes, boys.
Are we doing anything special for this?
We are doing something special. Who would have thought?
Are we getting blind drunk again?
Yes.
That was confirmed before it was even confirmed, if you know what I mean, that we were even doing a 100th episode.
I'm on board.
I mean, Rob was going to do it anyway. So
I'm going to drink 2 glasses of wine this time.
I've seen your glasses, mate, and that's like 2 bottles of red wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that a challenge accepted?
Challenge accepted.
So okay. The 100th episode of Sitrep Radio is actually going to be episode 1 of Absolute Trainwreck Radio.
No, this will be like episode like 50 of Trainwreck Radio, surely.
Yeah, good point.
Or it could lead to a new podcast, Fine Wines with Rob, episode 1. Now, I know this is just
my alcohol interventions.
This is just the opening of this week's episode. However, we will be talking about some news, but we will be live next Saturday, Saturday the 24th of March on Twitch TV. We do have a couple of guests, and you may be able to join the show later on and either jump in, give your thoughts on the Division in its current state over the past year and to the future, or just come in and join us and have a laugh. We will be there. We will be drinking and having a good time, I guess, for a little bit.
Till the alcohol dries out.
Till Rob's drunk all the alcohol.
Why is the rum gone?
I don't know. Where's Jack Sparrow?
Yes.
Let's go on with some news.
State of the Game.
Continuing the month-long celebration of Year 2 of The Division, this weekend is another GE that starts today, the 15th of March, till the 19th of March. This one this week is GE Strike Boys. Not GE Strike Boys, it's just Strike, I'm just saying.
Is this the Bang Bang... What, pew pew bang bang one?
Ooh, yes, explodes. This is the explosions, or nice, as we like to call it, Michael Bay weekend.
Good old Michael Bay. He's back.
So if you're playing Strike this weekend, make sure you have maybe one, if not all, of the Transformer films on in the background whilst you're playing. Or at least just the sound. That'd be fun. But yeah, Luke, do you want to give us some details on that GE?
Not really, no. I did it last week.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, you do it.
So the modifiers strike, always active. Enemies explode after delay when they're killed. Hence the splodes. Preemptive strike, you get the strike stuff, but also the damage can be the explosion does to you as well, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then preemptive strike is the same as the previous two, but there's an ally-to-ally explosion damage as well, which is And there's like another, there's like a contamination thing where if you kill a contaminated enemy, then they, like, it's like a big explosion. It can cause like a chain reaction.
What gear sets will be dropping this weekend, Rob?
Nomad, D3, Prez's Mark, and Banshee.
And we should have some sweet new masks to go along with that if you don't have them already.
Yeah. The classic mask, which I don't know what that looks like, Rider mask, and the Jungle mask.
I can only remember what the Jungle mask looks like, actually.
I think the Jungle one is the hardest one to do. The other two you can pretty much do in one mission. Jungle one, you have to like kill 150 bosses.
There is a cheese for that.
Bit
I
of
won't
a grind.
Say what it is, but I'm sure you'll be able to find it if you're desperate for that mask. Anyway, hype levels are back to normal after last week's state of the game with the announcement of the Division 2. The community's been a little bit in disarray since that was announced, hasn't it? A lot of madness, I would say, boys.
Disarray? What? Have I missed this?
Just craziness of like, oh, Division. It's like Division crack announcement.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. You didn't mean disarray at all, did you?
I mean, like, for me, last week's episode, I kind of felt like we weren't very coherent. I feel like we've calmed down a little bit. Yeah, we've got Division 2, definitely. You know, it's what we wanted. I think we're a bit more together than we were last week, kind of.
It was very, very fresh last week when we were recording, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. We've had, like, a week to think about it.
Still hasn't really sunk in for me. I think when I see a trailer, I'll be like, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Well, we only have like 3 months to go or 2.5 months to go. I don't actually know when E3 is.
June, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I know it's June, but I'm not sure what the exact date is. I mean, it could be the beginning of June. If it is, then it's like less than 3 months. If it's end of June, then it's over 3 months.
Good maths is good.
Anyway, there was no, as they've stated before, no Division 2 news on this week's State of the Game, and there will not be anything with regards to the Division 2 at least until post E3.
But we will definitely ask every week anyway.
Yes.
Every single other person in the State of the Game Twitch chat.
Yeah, I was going to say, Rob, when you say we, are you on about Twitch chat?
Yeah. Just generally the whole community.
But yeah, basically, this week's State of the Game was focusing on the update that is currently going through PTS at the minute, update 1.81, which is update Strawberry, if I remember right.
Yeah, that's right.
The second global event is currently active and will be running until sometime next week. Hopefully we'll actually get a chance to jump in on this one. It's called Onslaught. We didn't get a chance to jump in on, was it Blackout?
Yeah.
That was the electric shock one, using a similar modifier to the electric shock or shock ammo from the underground, if I remember right.
We
didn't get a chance. We loaded into the PTS last night after a busy week, and unfortunately it was gone. So we haven't had a chance to try that out. However, one thing we did get a chance to try out this week was Grand Central Station, and something they've improved on from last week. Apparently some bugs were fixed and Grand Central could not be completed even though you completed it. So I'm glad we never finished that mission on Legendary.
Yeah, that would have been gutting, wouldn't it? They are tough though. The new Legendaries are hard.
Yeah. They are brutal.
We tried Amherst for a little while, didn't we? Are we going to be honest with the boys and girls that listen to this podcast, or are we just going to brush over it slightly?
Well, we didn't really have very good builds, did we? Kind of just threw some stuff together and, kind of died a lot.
What was it? 10 minutes, load in, get a build, go.
Pretty much.
And then it was just no.
Yeah.
Did not go very well.
Amherst Legendary is probably the thing I'm looking forward to most out of update 1.8.1. If the difficulty level from yesterday's PTS is anything to go by, it's going to be brutal because there's absolutely no room to escape, is there?
Yeah.
And these are what I found is like, these are the hardest legendary missions I think we've come up across. Or is that just the fact that A, we didn't have a reclaimer, B, we were running it as a 3-man team, and
C, we haven't played the missions before, and there's no plan of attack, like we were just like winging it. Like with the other ones, we know like where stuff spawns and yeah. what to do when, like, we've done them so many times, we know what we're doing.
I'd agree with that where Grand Central's concerned, because, I mean, like, literally the first try we got to the boss fight, didn't we? I mean, we didn't complete it, and luckily enough, you know, that didn't matter because we wouldn't be able to complete it anyway. But, yeah, Amherst, we gave that a good, what, 5 or 6 goes?
And
didn't even get to where the fat guy spawns in the original mission. We didn't get past that open area, did we?
I mean, it's not a bad thing, because to be honest, if we'd have completed it there and then, I would have been like, well, I guess I don't have to play the next update. So it's something to work for, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Or work towards actually completing the map.
Yeah, true.
Another issue from last week, apparently vendor exotics were moved from the vendor exotic caches. Isn't that kind of the point?
Yeah.
Also, anyone checking out the combinations for general global event blackout, there was 3 leaderboard combinations that were a part of that event tied to leaderboards. Now, we all know what happened last time. Combinations were tied to leaderboards. Hey, boys. Teasing.
Didn't go down too well, did it?
No, it didn't.
The hacker boards, you mean?
Hacker boards, yes. And finally.
Oh, I'm keeping you awake there, Mike.
Excuse me, yeah. NVIDIA Ansel support will not be dropped with update 1.8.1. There's been a few bugs and issues during the implementation of it. However, it should be coming in June with update 1.8.2.
What's NVIDIA Ansel?
It's basically the cinematic tools for the Division. However, I'm not sure if it's the full cinematic tools or if it's just like a screenshot mode.
All right, okay.
It's like Vincent D's probe cinematic tools. But like, they're official and they're in the game and they're allowed and they don't break it or break terms of service or anything like that.
Cool.
So I'd be interested if you can make any videos with that. That'd be kind of cool. But yeah, talking about videos, if anybody's interested in any cinematics for the game, the Division itself, over on YouTube, you might have seen it announced on Reddit this week. There was a post put up about kind of like a machinima style series telling the story of like a group of agents and their story through the Division. And you can go over to Infernal Cinematics on YouTube, and the episode is called The Dark Diary Deception. Go check it out. I've gone and checked it out myself, and the guys have spent a lot of time on it. I think it's about 11 minutes long, Rob?
Yeah, about that. I didn't actually get to watch it today, but I will. We can put a link in the show notes.
Yeah, I will put a link in the show notes. Go check it out. It's really good. They spent a lot of time on it. And I think this is why, when we said before a couple of weeks ago, like, this is why we need the cinematic tools in the game. So, you know, the story in the game takes us so far. It's kind of open-ended, but there's not just us as agents. You know, the story is kind of left open for you to have your own story. So this is players or agents creating their own stories in the game using the tools available to them, which is pretty cool. So good job, guys. Go check it out. And the moment you've all been waiting for, it starts with Ron. Burgundy.
I haven't been waiting for this. As we saw 2 weeks ago, the Division has 20 million unique players, and 500,000 of them have more than 400 hours playtime. And also, 118,000 have played more than 1,000 hours. That includes me, Mike, and Luke. And people that have played more than 5,000 hours, there's 421 of them. Holy shit. What do you do?
5,000 hours.
When do they sleep?
They don't.
Sleep is for the weak.
I wonder how many hours Spider's got.
Yeah, I was going to say, he is in that. He's got to be in that freaking
right. Or he might be the next guy. The longest playtime. This hasn't been verified, but it's roughly 8,000 hours.
I think you say it's wow. It's not been verified that it's Spider.
That's insane.
But yeah, that's it for news this week. Quite slim pickings, I guess. Everyone's slim busy pickings. Playing the GE. How did you boys fare in last weekend's GE? Roberts.
I needed two pieces. I handed over 60 caches in, and I managed to get... I couldn't get gloves for my striker, and I managed to get them on the last day. And also, Mike helped me out with my... Was it Sentry? He gave me a Sentry backpack. Yep. That wasn't from the G. That was... We did like a name boss run. And it dropped from that, and he kindly gave it to me.
Yes, I did. Luke, how did you fare, man?
Pretty poo. For the second GE running, I didn't complete a single set. Yay me on PC.
Does anyone feel like the RNG was a bit poo this weekend? Because I felt last weekend's RNG was a little bit better, but this weekend just seems to be like completely downhill. That could just be me.
That's just RNG getting you, dude.
Yeah.
He will get you one way or another.
Well, it was only one set I was actually after, which was the striker build, and I needed gloves and a backpack or a vest. No, gloves and a vest.
Yeah.
And the only thing I had left to get was a vest. I don't know how many caches I opened. I didn't open that many, but it was still a pain in the ass. But I still got something to grind for, I guess.
Well, I didn't finish the commendation where you opened the caches, so that's less than 30.
Less than 30. But
I don't mind too much.
I mean, that's on PC. Yes. We do have everything on PS4, so...
Yes. If I'm desperate to run around in my striker gear, I'll just load PlayStation up.
Oh. He almost got confused then. But I'll just load my...
PlayStation. I meant PlayStation.
Well, yeah, it was good fun. I really enjoyed that GE.
Yeah.
Nice to have it back around again, and obviously this weekend. Yeah. but some of it can be brutal. I can't remember one of them I was doing. I think it was Hudson. I swear I say that every week, but one of them I was doing because they rush at you, and if you don't take them down quick enough, you're just pretty much dead.
Oh, yeah. When all the rushes come at you in the very first train yard with all the exploding barrels.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing can be a pain.
Do you know what we didn't try was resistance?
Well, somebody did try resistance, didn't they, boys?
And they broke the world record.
What was that person's name?
Marco Stahl.
Yeah, congratulations to Marco Stahl. If you haven't seen it, he has a highlight video, or you can actually probably go watch the whole thing over on his Twitch channel.
I watched most of it. It was about 5 hours long. It's fucking impressive. They didn't actually wipe at the end. They just got bored. Like, they could have kept going. It was insane.
Well, at least that gives you something to watch at work tomorrow.
True. 5 hours.
And finally, I suppose the only bit of news, it's not even news, that has come out this week for the Division 2. This is probably what it's going to be for, like, for the next year. But apparently, according to Game Rant, the Division 2 has the biggest Ubisoft development team ever. I'm going to be straight up the...
Slow clap?
Like, yeah, well done. How did you work that one out? They were like, it's more than... We think it could be more than 1,000 people. Now,
no.
I understand not everybody at Massive will be working on the Division. There are other projects working on, like they are working on over there. But the fact they've got, what is it, 7 teams working on the Division 2... And bear in mind, there's 450 people alone at Massive. Just saying. It doesn't take a genius to figure that out.
So all those people saying how much of their assets they were putting into... Oh, no, it's
Avatar.
Gone. Avatar, thank you. Wow, brain freeze.
Did you say assets?
Yeah,
or
all
assets?
Those people... All those people getting worried.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Not happening. Not happening.
Are you telling me they didn't have faith in James Cameron's Avatar movies actually coming out on time?
It's nothing against the movies. I quite enjoyed the first movie, but
yeah. Too.
Yeah, sequel's pretty good. Oh wait, still waiting.
Rip.
It's not out this year, is it?
No, it's next year, isn't it? Well, it might be.
We'll see.
Yeah, maybe.
Wait, what are we on about here? The Division 2 or Avatar?
Both. When do we think the Division movie might come out? We've got old Jakey Boy in it.
It's still going ahead, isn't it, apparently?
Apparently, but he's... Gyllenhaal's actually shooting a film at the minute with the same director as Nightcrawler for Netflix, and it's a horror film. So I wouldn't say it would be this year.
Cool. Mm.
And for anybody that saw Nightcrawler, if you haven't seen it, it's an awesome film.
Should we talk about what else you've been doing this week?
We can, but I don't want to delve too much into detail.
Well, it is another Ubisoft title, so we're kind of on brand.
It's kind of.
I know, but I would prefer we cover it in a future episode, like fully. But you can say what we've been up to this week, as well as the GE and blasting that all weekend to almost the point where somebody fell asleep whilst they were playing the GE, if I remember right.
I think you'll find I'd finished playing.
Just fell asleep the game
afterwards.
That was the funniest shit ever, though, dude.
It couldn't have been that funny. You didn't wake me up for 20 minutes, so you weren't laughing that hard.
We weren't like Luke's asleep.
I thought he'd 100% left or like just AFK. So I went to bed I heard the next day that you woke up.
All I heard was the rustling of a headset and was like, hello, what time is it? I'm like, Luke, I thought you went to bed. Nope. But yeah, after a long weekend of playing the last GE, we jumped into Rainbow Six on, what was it, Monday?
Possibly.
Yeah, it must have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, Monday or Tuesday, definitely.
So, Robert, do you want to give us a review or at least your thoughts on Rainbow Six this week?
It's definitely a massive skill jump. Like, I just want to learn more about the game. And I've just been watching loads of videos and it's become my little new obsession. Slightly. But yeah, I really enjoy the PvP in it. I think it's really good fun.
Yeah, it's something I said to Rob about today, which is like, sometimes I like to take a break from the Division PvP and go play Overwatch, because to me it's more balanced than the Division. And you definitely get the sense of that with Rainbow Six. I really like the PvP in Rainbow Six. Whether we see something like that in the Division 2, and I don't mean like operators and things like that, but a more balanced PvP, I don't know if we'll see skills and things like that, but the way PvP is, I think even the TDK is perfect in Rainbow Six. Having something a little bit lower than what we have now would be cool.
If the TTK was anywhere near as punishing in the Division 2 as it is at the moment in Siege, it would force you to use cover. Absolutely no doubt in my mind.
Well, there's two things that would be a downside there. No longer would we have Leroy Hemsley. And also, are you saying they would have to change the name of the game from Tom Clancy's Face Tank the Game?
Definitely the second one, yeah. I think Rob would still find a way, but yeah, they definitely have to change the name of the game.
Dude, we played Iron Sight with Weezer last week. Shout out to Weezer. That is an awesome game. We checked out after, was it after the podcast last week, Rob?
Yeah, no, I think we started. Was it last week?
It was last week. I can't remember what it was.
On stream, I think.
But we figured out between me and Rob that I'm pretty good in objective-based modes. Rob's really good in headless chicken mode.
28 kills, yeah.
Yeah. So thank you to Weezer for getting us on that. And yeah, Rainbow Six, awesome. So we just need a couple of people to come join us to round out our team. Boris, I hear he may have got a new laptop.
Yes.
And we'll 100% be buying Rainbow Six Siege. Anyway, yeah, it's good fun. We'll be playing more of that alongside the GE, trying to get some more gear sets on PC. And that's pretty much it for news this week. We do have one question from the Capitan. And he asks, what do you guys think about the rewards from the shields carrying over to the Division 2? Could this be a way for Foxy to keep his Caduceus collection?
Rip.
I'm afraid you'd have to ask Edelon Fox himself if he wants to. He might have deleted them all. Mm. Or you could have like a whole 120 stash spaces full of Caduceus.
I don't think we'll be getting any guns carried over. Might do.
It's going to be vanity, isn't it, at the end of the day? Something that has been done really well in this game, if you were being honest.
If they do carry over like gear or guns, it will become redundant like fairly quickly, I imagine.
Like, I wonder if it's like an emblem, or it's going to be like a patch or an emblem or something like that. I can imagine it kind of
thinking emblems, patches, maybe even masks, like new masks specifically for Division 2, but that let people know that you played the Division. You know what I mean?
Well, I had a thought. Obviously, they're shields. Shields are, you know, you go play sports and you get a shield, don't you? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean. Like, instead of like a trophy, you get like a shield.
Yeah, you
like,
get a shield.
Like a plaque on it.
Yeah. I wonder if it'd be similar to that. Maybe you'll have like a little shelf in the next base of operations with your name on it. And it's your own shield. But I can imagine it being more like an emblem or one of the patches. And I am wondering whether they are going to take a leaf out of Destiny once before we leave.
Yeah, they've done that with the books, didn't they?
Whether the record book is going to be shields. And that's what it is.
Yeah, because there might be like a plaque with loads of little shields on it. I know what you mean, yeah.
Because they have said it's like new commendations in the form of shields, isn't it? They did actually say something similar to that. Funny enough, I'm pretty sure we said that a long time ago on one of our episodes, but there we go.
IFM.
Let's get out of there. Anyway, Rob.
You can find us at Sitwit Radio on Twitter, Facebook, and Discord. Send us any questions or feedback to us over at the email address, which is sitwitradiopod@gmail.com or via the socials. We also post full episodes and other content from us every week on the YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/sitwitradio. We want to hear your thoughts, so be sure to leave a comment and join the discussion over there. Luke?
As always, you can find Sitwit Radio podcasts over at iTunes, Apple Podcasts for iOS, Podbean, Google Play Music, or SoundCloud. You can find links to all of these platforms or more over at mashthosebuttons.com. And whilst you're there, please rate, review, and subscribe. That'd be awesome, guys. Thank you.
If you do head over to mashthosebuttons.com, please make sure to check out some of the other podcasts that are part of the Mash Those Buttons family. We do live stream as often as we can, so if you're interested in dropping by and chatting with us whilst we play some Division and other games such as Rainbow Six Siege, you can find us over at twitch.tv/sitrepradio and /sitrepradio Rob to check out Rob streams. Thank you very much to the Division Elites. As always, go check out our friends over at Loot and Shoot on Twitter. Thank you very much for listening to us for the last 99 episodes, and we will catch you next week in episode 100. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.